Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach. Hope you all had a wonderful week thus far. We have an exciting topic for today. Praise God, praise God. Gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for each and every person that have tuned in or will tune in later on, even on the archive. Let it be something that we say that is pleasing before you, Gehenna, Father, for each and every person that will listen in and each and every person that will bring something on this broadcast to help this broadcast go a little bit further. We give you praise today. We give you glory today for who you are and whose you are. We thank you, Gehenna, Father, for being with each and every one of us today as we go forth on this program. And if you all can hear me, hit one on your keypad. I want to make sure my broadcast is coming through this morning. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Our topic today is, does God really require absolute obedience? My. Does God really require absolute obedience? You know, God sets standards for our good and to protect us from evil and harm. God desires obedience motivated not by fear, but by love and trust. Ironically, obedience actually frees us up to enjoy life as God intended, because it keeps us from becoming entangled or enslaved to those things that distract us and cause us headaches. Even though God's commandment is sometimes difficult or doesn't make sense from our human perspective, obedience will always bring blessing, joy, and peace. And that is our topic for today. Does God really absolute obedience? Yes, he does. Yes, he does require. He does require absolute belief, you know. And I went over to Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 25. And I had 11 through 26. I'll give you all these scriptures in case you want to write them down. Deuteronomy 6, 1 through 25, Deuteronomy 11, chapter 26 and the 28th verse, and Deuteronomy the 28th chapter, verses 1 through 68. And breaking it down, it says, do what is right and good in the Lord's sight, so all will go well with you. You know, these passages demonstrate clearly that God's demand for obedience is based on his commitment to our well-being. My. You know, I went over to Numbers 21 through 13. And God said to Moses, because you did not trust me enough, you will not lead them into the land. You read the story. All that he did, he just ended up going into promised land. He looked over in it, but he didn't enter into it. He didn't go in there. Because we have to be obedient, you all. We have to listen to what God is telling us. And disobedience always brings negative consequences, even from a spiritual leader. Let me say that again. Disobedience always brings negative consequences, even for a spiritual leader. And what I'm going to do, those that raise their hand, I'm going to put y'all on my switchboard. That way, if y'all get ready to talk, just go right on in. And I know y'all can just go on in because y'all may have something to say, and I don't want to hold it back. But disobedient, even from spiritual leaders, you all. So, you know, that go for the spiritual leaders. What about the sinner man? That's being disobedient to God. You know, over in Ephesians 5 and 6, he was saying, for the terrible anger of God come upon all those who disobey him. Disobedience is sin and lead to separation from God. I do not want, me personally, I don't want to be separated from God. That means I'm repenting daily, every day, all during the day, because it might have been something I thought of, something I said, somewhere I looked maybe to somebody else that maybe wasn't right or they thought it wasn't right, I'm repenting because I want to be obedient. I'm not perfect, but I'm striving to be better and better each and every day of my life. And, you know, I was thinking about how often have parents wished that they had obedient children? All too frequently, children won't listen to their parents or do what they ask nowadays. You know, the Greek word for obedience is hapaka, meaning to hear what someone in authority is requesting and then act upon it. In other words, to obey is to submit to the command of one in charge or in authority. It is to be a compliment with a demand or request of someone over. Somebody, no such thing, but I don't need nobody. We all need somebody. We all need to have authority because we don't have it all. God have given somebody else a little more than he have given us to help us along the way. I don't mean they're going to browbeat us or whatever, but sometimes, you know, we don't have everything we want, and we're seeking God, and we don't know which way God's going to bring that out to us, the help that we need. And it behooves us to be obedient to the word of God, first of all, to what God is saying. Be obedient. And if anyone would like to say something, feel free, come right on in, because I have you on the switchboard already open up. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus himself set the example for what true obedience means. On the night of his betrayal, he told his disciples that his love for the Father was evident by his obeying the Father's commandment. You'll find that in John 14 and 31. And that commandment means that Jesus took on human form to live in subservience to his Father and to eventually die on the cross. Jesus emptied himself, taking the form of a bond servant. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. You'll find that in Philippians 2, 7 and 8. In other words, Jesus was complying with the requirements of a human death, even though he was and is God. Here God, Jesus, followed what his Father told him. And you tell children nowadays to go put the trash out. They won't put it out, or they're going to ask you a lot of questions. Why I got to do this here, or why I got to do that? Just get up and do it. I got to go do this, and why I got to make up my bed, why I got to put clothes in the washing machine, why I got to go to, it's always a why, when they tell you to do something. Think about it. People on the job, you tell them you need them to be there on time. Well, why? Why I need to be here on time? Well, you want to get paid. You don't want me to dock you from your check. But we're talking about obedience today, and so many examples we have for obedience today. And, you know, in Philippians 2, 5, and 13, when we broke it down, though he was God, he did not demand and cling to his right as God. He obediently humbled himself. How many of you out in radio land, TV land, or wherever y'all hearing it from, how many of y'all take the low seat and be humble and do what God say do? You know, you don't find many people that want to be humble no more. It's got to be all about them or nothing. God wants us to stay humble, you all, before him. Do what he asks us to do. Not a time, we may not understand it, but go to him and ask him for more wisdom and knowledge. Say, God, I understood you to say thus, 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 and thus. Go ahead and do it. And if you misunderstood what he said, go back and repent. Say, God, I thought I was understanding in the spiritual realm. This is what you were saying. But this ain't what you was really saying. And all the time, you know, we don't understand everything, but we have to go to God and say, God, help me in my unbelief and my understanding. Give me more wisdom. Give me more knowledge of your word. You know, God is faithful to bless those who obey him. You'll find that in Deuteronomy 7 and 9. He wants us to be obedient children. And if anybody would like to say something, feel free. Just come right on, because I have you already on my switchboard. You can go ahead and talk.
Good morning, everyone. This is a terrific topic about being obedient. I was looking in Numbers 20 and 12, and I remember that Moses was a loving person, but he lacked trust. He let the people push him into being what he's not. When the Lord told Moses to speak to the rock, he hit the rock twice, and it came from allowing others to push you in the wrong direction. It came from him being angry. Anger will push you into a rank of disobedience like never before. And also, anger will cause you to have other tentacles that will lead you into much disobedience. To disobey is to say, God, I don't believe you. This is why in Ephesians 5 and 6, the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience. I can give you a short testimony. One day, my grandson, he said, Nana, can I go out and ride my bike? And I said, yes, but stay in the neighborhood. Do not leave the neighborhood. Then 20 minutes later, I get a call and I hear ambulance sirens going on and a lady talking with a shortness of breath. And she says, are you his grandmother? And I said, yes. And she says, well, he's just been hit head on from a drunk driver. And the ambulance is here. And you know what? My mind went back to, I told him, it's consequences. No, you don't want nothing to happen to your children. But it's consequences. And the parents that are listening, remember to tell them that when you disobey me, you disobeying God as well. When I tell you not to do something, it's for a reason. And the consequences was great on my grandbaby. Mm. But God saw fit to let him live.
Yeah.
The ambulance people say they never seen a case like this and the person lived. But he lived. He didn't stay in the hospital but 2 days. He come home with scratches and bruises, yes. But he succumbed all of that now. And I'm just telling you this little testimony that it's so important to obey those who have rule over you. And this is for the church people too. The church people seem to be so far out of line. Because they refuse to obey. They refuse to take heed of authority. And I just don't want to hold up the line too long this morning.
Oh, no, go right ahead.
I just want to impact on the people that when you can obey God, you are a million miles ahead in life of success. Don't disobey God. Read your word. Your word is everything. And to obey is all things. And I just want to thank you for listening to me this morning. On obedience, because we lack it so much. And if you would allow me, I'd like to say one other thing.
Oh, no, just go ahead. The show is open up. Butterflow, go ahead.
When COVID-19 hit our world, you could see the disobedience in people. They read the word all their lives. But when the COVID hit them, they shut down the churches. Forgetting the word that says assemble yourself. Zoom is all right, but Zoom is not assembling yourself. They refuse to obey. They refuse to, they start apologizing. Well, you know, I may catch this, and I'm so sorry that we're not in church. Sorry is a sorry person, but repentance is a change of mind. Repent. I changed my mind. I'm going and assemble myself and be a help to my sisters and brothers all over, everywhere I'm in contact. I'm going to obey God through it all.
Mm-hmm.
But did they? No. No. They refused. And a lot of the churches are closed to this day. And they're doing telephone.
Right.
they're on the telephone, and
yeah.
and they're doing Zoom. But we
mm-hmm.
need to we need to be in contact with one another. I need to be able to
yes.
look at you person to person. I need to be able to look in your eyes and see what I need to do to help you and what you need to do to help me. This is all what
yes,
a family
yes.
health is all about. Mm. And I just want to thank y'all for listening to me this morning, because this act
Praise
of obedience
God.
Is the way I see. We need to go back to the old landmark
yes,
and obey God.
Yes.
Do his perfect will, because only what you do for Christ Jesus is going to last. I love you all. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, Carla. And that's so true. On obedience, I kept saying, even go back to that portion you were saying about the children when they disobey. They think nothing ain't going to happen to them when they disobey their parents. But it's danger being disobedient, and you don't know how it's going to come back on you. Just like what you say, like to say about the church. When they start talking about the government, talking about close the church, close this and that. I said, the Bible say, God say, do not forget to assemble yourself together. And it got so bad they went to fining people that their church was open, putting people or pastors in jail if they opened their church. I mean, we was having chaos trying to go to church. I said, Lord, going to church, going to hear the word of God on the phone and on Zoom, like you say, and on Facebook, it wasn't getting it for me, y'all. I wasn't getting it. I mean, it just wasn't reaching me. I would see it in here, but it wasn't the same, because we have been brought up so going by being obedient on what the word say. And the government had fixed it where they didn't believe in what the word say, the government, the word of God say. You do what I say, don't do what the Bible say, do what I say, do. And people today have refused to go back in the buildings on account of the pandemic, or they end up losing their building and everything in it. They couldn't afford to pay the rent and everything. And, you know, people that have strong ministry, the people can't fellowship together because everybody on the telephone, which I call the hellophone, or they on Zoom or Facebook. Facebook good to a certain extent. But you want to be able to see your brother and sister, if possible. You don't want to wait till they all laid out in front of you and God had been directing you to go share something with them or talk with them. But you didn't go because they said, don't get around nobody. This, don't do this here. You know, who are we going to listen to, God or the state or the government? We supposed to be listening at God. Because, see, the government ain't giving you no air, no breath, keeping a roof over your head. God is. They ain't putting food on your table. They're cutting out as much stuff as they can to keep you from getting food and everything else on your table. We better be obedient to God and to his word. And, you know, over in Galatians 2:16-21, the word of God said, no one will ever be saved by disobeying the law of God. You know, obedience to religion laws can never save us. But when we accept Christ, we are increasingly motivated to obey God out of love for him. That means we love God enough that we're going to obey on what he tells us to do. We may not understand it right then, by and by, but if he say, I want you to go to point A, B, and C, he's sending you that to all them points for a reason. If he tell you, no, you can't go to the north side today, I have something else for you to do. Well, you just answer whatever they had for you to do and go follow what God told you to do. That's where the blessing is. You're going to end up getting caught in a wreck, trapped, stacked up, the roads all tore up, and you're going to say, and he's going to bring it back to your attention. Didn't I tell you don't go to the north side today? Or it might have been a major wreck or so many things when we be disobedient. And it's saying about the word of God. We have to take the word of God just like God give it to us. If he tell you don't do something, don't do it. Much as we want to travel, much as we want to go here, we want to go there. If God tell you don't go, it's a reason. You know, the first thing we want to say, well, you know, that was the enemy. That was the devil. No, you want to give the devil too much credit. because God saw something up further the road that you didn't see. So he said, I know you would love to go. I was just telling, for example, I was just telling overseer and the pastor that called me from Denver this morning that, you know, when you coming back up here, I said, God, I've been trying to get back for almost 30 years. And God let me know that season of my life is over there. I have completed that mission. That's why he haven't sent me back there yet. I said, I've tried coming back. Different loved ones passed away. I said, well, it's time for me to go back to them. But I had to be obedient to God. He moved me to here to Houston. So I'm in Houston. So I have to follow the instruction what he have given me here in Houston. Then when he tell me it's time to move from where I'm at to the next place, that's when I'm going to move. But until then, I'm stationary because I want to make sure I'm hearing what he's saying and not what the people are saying. Because, see, the people leave me stranded out there being disobedient to God. Then I'm going to God crying, belly aching, and all this stuff. But he be telling me, now, if you'd have just listened to what I told you, this wouldn't have happened. But we think we know more than God, so we jump and want to do this because the flesh say do it. But what did the Holy Ghost say? What did Jesus tell us to do? So that's what we got to remember, you all. Over in John 14, 15, and 16, it said, if you love me, obey my commandments. You know, our obedience to Christ is to be an expression of love. Over in Hebrews 11, 7 through 10, it's saying it was by faith that Abraham obeyed. You know, he told Abraham what to do. Abraham had to be obedient to the word of God. You know, when does God really require absolute obedience? Yes, he does. It's just like your parent wants you to be obedient to the word they give you. Absolutely. Absolutely. And if anybody else online would like to say something on this topic, feel free, hit 1 on your keypad, and I'll surely bring you in. And I thank everyone thus far that have come on the line this morning. I know a lot of you are listening, but thank you for coming on. Welcome. Welcome to Joy and Peace Blog Talk Show this morning, talking about does God really require absolute obedience. And, you know, as I was saying in Hebrews 11, 7, and 10, you know, the word of God was saying about Abraham being obedient. He told Abraham to leave your kindred and go to a place where I'm going to take you. He didn't ask him or tell him what all he was going to meet along the way, what he had to do. He said, it's time to leave. Leave your kindred. That means, you know, everybody want to bring Bobo Sam, Sausage Head, Mary Lou, Billy Low, and everybody else. But sometimes we got to leave some people behind. It ain't that you want to leave them, but where God is taking you and what he want to show you, you can't take them. You got to walk on and do what he say do. You have to be obedient. It's anchored in faith. If you got faith, you have to have that obedience with that faith. My. And I, you know, I went on this. What if I have a life of disobedience? I'm glad you asked. Over in Matthew 21, 28 through 31, it's saying the son answered, no, I won't go. But later he changed his mind and went anyway. It's never too late to repent and obey God. That's what I was telling you earlier. I come repenting to God because I may have said something, done something, looked some kind of way or something that God didn't like it. I don't want to get caught with my work undone. So, God, I repent right now. You told me to go down there and take Mary Lou a bag of groceries, but I want to call 10 people to see, do I need to go do that? Because they working or because they this and they because they that. That ain't what God told me. He said, put this together and go take it down there to Mary Lou. Leaving and going back where I send you at. But we, as humans, rather than listen to what God say do, we going to sit down, analyze it, call 50 people, and ask, should we do thus and so when God have already told you. He knows she was working, reason part-time, but he had a reason to see, was you going to be obedient? My. Obedient is better than sacrifice. Like I say, it's never too late to repent. You know, God is faithful to those who obey him. Obeying God and ignoring evil advice bring lasting joy. You'll find that Psalms 1 and 1, 84 and 11. Also, obedience brings great reward. You'll find that in Jeremiah 7 and 23. And God brings good out of bad for those who obey him. That means he'll take a bad situation and make it good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And if anybody would like to say something, we got about 10 more minutes of our broadcast, and I would love to hear from you all. If anybody that's on there want to say something, you know, God will give you the desire to obey him and his word. You'll find that in Hebrews 8 and 10. We're talking about, does God really require absolute obedience? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. You expect absolute obedience from your children, your husband, your family. And that's the same way, because we the family of God. He expects from us. He expects us to do the right thing, to be obedient, to listen, to do what thus say the Lord. And if anyone would like to say something before we get ready to close off for the day, feel free. My lines are open.
Good morning. I would like to say that if we can learn to stay focused, and we can't stay focused alone, we have to have a pattern every day of our life, a time to read the word, a time to meditate with God, hear from God. Because if we don't, the enemy will persuade us to be disobedient.
Uh-huh.
It will become comfortable for us to not be obedient to the word of God. So I just only tell you what I do on a daily basis. I obey by reading my word, because the word is your foundation. And without the word, you're going to be lost anyway. And when you get the word in your spirit, we got to learn how to be obedient to the word. And I just want to let the world know that our God is a faithful God. He has never, never broke a promise.
No, he hasn't.
So therefore, I just want to say this afternoon or this morning that it's important that we learn to obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice, because from this being obedient to the word of God, you're saying, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I'm walking by faith and not by sight. Lord, I want to hold your hand and look up from which comes my help and depend on you on a daily basis. Obedience is such a powerful word, because it has tentacles to so many things. But most of all, it has tentacles to our God with the help of the Holy Spirit within us. I just want to encourage everyone, stay with God. Be obedient. Walk by faith. You may not understand tomorrow, but tomorrow is sure coming if you are alive. Obey.
Yes, Lord.
Listen. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, Carla. You know, coming to our last segment, you know, in spite of the emphasis on obedience in the Bible, such obedience is not the ground for justification before God. Paul declared that salvation is a gift of God that will produce good work. You'll find that in Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. And in the same way, Jesus speaks of works of obedience as flowing from faith, taken from James 2, 14 and 26. You know, thus our obedience to God is the result of putting our faith in him. You'll find that in Romans 1 and 5. You know, Christians are called upon by God to be obedient to a variety of people people believe to the Lord, wives to their husbands, and children to their parents. You'll find that in Ephesians 6, 1, Colossians 3 and 20. Citizens to their government officials, Romans 13, 1 and 12. Titus 3, 1 and 1. Peter 2, 13 and 14. And servant to their masters, Ephesians 6 and 5, and Colossians 3:22. So I want to thank each and every person that came to the line today for our broadcast. We're doing 30 minutes today. And we give God the praise for being obedient, because we don't want to be whipped by many stripes from God. We want to be able to behave, listen, do what he say do in the midst of whatever going on. He is still, still in charge of our life. So until next week, we'll have another exciting and a broadcast for next week. I want you to tune in for next week's lesson and our little study. It's going to be another hot topic. And we're hoping you all will be able to come by and sit a while with us. And our next topic is going to be on Lost, I believe. Just look in the archives at our Facebook. It'll be coming up. I'm trying to remember the exact name. I know it's on Losses, but I'll have to pull it back up. And so, but don't miss next week. If you can come, feel free to come. You're welcome to this line. And if anybody else would like to say closing words before we close off, feel free at this time. Gracious Father, we thank you for this yesterday. Someone want to say something?
I just want to thank you for the broadcast on obedience.
Oh, thank you. We give God the praise and the glory, because we need all these attributes, y'all, to meet our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have to be obedient, and we will be obedient to him one way or the other, so we might as well start doing it now. Because as the word says, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. So until next week, I want one of you all to be blessed. I love each and every one of you all. Continue on keeping on. Continue on coming to the broadcast, because you never know when God may have you to run this broadcast or say something more on it. So we want to be obedient and hear what the Lord is saying. And until next week, be blessed. Love each and every one of you all. Bye-bye.